Tim Twentyman and Mike O'Hara here with DetroitLions.com. And Mike, pretty sad ending to a really disappointing season for the Lions. 26-24 loss today for Chicago. 12th loss of the year. 8th straight loss. I think you kind of you need a long notepad and maybe a pencil sharpener to explain away what went wrong this season.
Well, you know, not everything went wrong, but too much went wrong. You know, they beat themselves more than they beat their opponents. They really did. And they got what they deserved when you really think about it. That's, there are no ifs, ands, buts, couldas, maybes. Really think about it. And I wrote this, you know, part of the stuff we wrote for DetroitLions.com. Really, the highlight of their season was beating Philadelphia and Jacksonville back-to-back. Two teams that went, I think, a combined 2-25 after that. So what was so great about that? But, you know, you win, and you give them credit. But, you know, too many games where they couldn't close the deal. Right here to the very end when they've got a 2nd and 10, and Matt Forte just runs a little slice play off left guard, left tackle, gets 13 yards, first down, game over.
Yeah, and the difficult part for me is you mentioned the late game stuff, and it's been the defense a lot of times, you know, not being able to make that stop, but it was the offense today, and it's been the offense before too, and I think that's the disappointing part is you can't pin it on one unit. It's been special teams. It's been defense not being able to make a stop late, like tonight. It's been offense not being able to score when they got the ball with 4 minutes to go down 26-24 and went 3 and out, were forced to punt. It's just really frustrating that you can't look at one area and say, wow, if they get better here, you know, they're going to get better and this team, you know, can improve. I think that's the disappointing part is that it looks like it's really a team-wide problem.
Well, they changed return men and Joik Bell, who went to Wayne State, and fumbled the kickoff. So that didn't pay off. The punt returns, Mike Thomas, mostly fair, caught the ball. At least he caught it. He didn't let it bounce. So that was okay. I thought the Bears' front four beat up the offensive line. It looked to me like Matthew Stafford was trying a midget playing volleyball against the Lithuanian national volleyball team. People talk about him throwing sidearm. He should have had a thrown underhand today. They were just knocking balls down right and left.
You know, the Lions lost 2 games to the Bears this season by a combined 8 points. And to me, what jumps out about that is 8-0. That's the turnovers. 8 turnovers for the Lions, 0 for the Bears. And that's the difference in ball games. And the Lions finished this year minus 16 in turnover ratio. Last year, when they won 10 games and went to the playoffs, they were plus 11. And I think that explains a lot of this season. They got in their way too many times this season, Mike.
Here's another stat, pal. 0-6 in the North this year. I think in the last 3 years, they are 4-20 in the division. You can't win anything that way. Last year they got to 3-3. Okay, great. But that 4-20, I think, is the figure. The last 4-20 the last 4 years. Can't win. Cannot win.
You know, the Lions, obviously, if they're going to get back to winning, will have some tough decisions. We'll have some tough decisions this offseason. You know, obviously, it starts with Jim Schwartz and his future and these coaches' futures. And, you know, 25 players on this roster, unrestricted free agents. And there's plenty more in restricted and exclusive rights. And this team is really going to look a lot different next year than the one that we're seeing right now, probably for the good.
Well, it should. You know, you've got to make the right calls. A couple of things, I think. You know, don't hope. I mean, don't hope for Lou Delmas and don't hope for Javid Best. Be proactive. If you get him back, it's a bonus. I think Delmas will be back, and I don't think Best will. But be proactive and guard against that. They were way too hopeful this year on that. Change your draft profile a little bit. Get, you know, bigger guys in the secondary who don't have a history of injury. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if there are 2 or 3 changes on the offensive line, a couple changes on the defensive line, 2 or 3 changes in the secondary, another running back, and maybe a change at, you know, one of the wide receivers. None of that would surprise me. I wouldn't be surprised if there are 2 or 3 changes on the assistant staff, not the coordinators, but at position coach level.
You know, it'll be certainly be an off season of a lot of changes, and it really won't be an off season for you or me. You know, we'll have it all on DetroitLions.com starting this week.
You break the news, I'll comment on it.
Well, we'll have it all for you. It should be an interesting off season for the Detroit Lions this year.